Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Biwa Kwan. Residents of Greater Brisbane will be able to enjoy freedoms from 6 p.m. tonight when a three-day lockdown is lifted. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says mandatory mask wearing is still expected at shopping centres, supermarkets, hospitals and aged care facilities.
This is a highly contagious strain, 70% more contagious, and we don't want to see that in our community. So, you know, people have made a big sacrifice over the last 3 days up until 6 p.m. tonight, and I honestly thank you from the bottom of my heart for all the work that you have done. And as I said, together we will get through this.
New South Wales has recorded 3 locally acquired cases of coronavirus, all linked to an existing Barulla cluster in Western Sydney. 8 new cases have been detected in hotel quarantine. Investigations are underway to find close contacts of a person infected with coronavirus who visited a hospital in Western Sydney. The emergency department at Mount Druitt Hospital was closed this morning for deep cleaning after the person visited over the weekend. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the community should not become complacent.
New South Wales, under the circumstances, is doing relatively well, but we are in the phase of mopping up. We are in the phase of really trying to identify any community transmission that hasn't been previously detected, to make sure that any chains which exist in the community, which we hadn't picked up before, have been and are being picked up.
Indonesian authorities hope that recovered black boxes from a crashed passenger jet will help them understand the cause of the incident. Rescuers also found bodies, clothing and debris in the Java Sea. The Boeing 737-500 flight crashed shortly after takeoff from Jakarta. President Joko Widodo says a national investigation has been launched into the crash of the Sriwijaya Air Flight 182. Ex-Republican Governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, has issued a strong criticism of President Donald Trump and his role in the deadly attack on the US Capitol building. Authorities have made numerous arrests of the Trump supporters who broke into the Capitol on Wednesday after the president told them to back his attempt to overturn the election result. Mr. Schwarzenegger says the actions of the president are disappointing and shameful.
President Trump sought to overturn the results of an election, and of a fair election. He sought a coup by misleading people with lies. President Trump is a failed leader. He will go down in history as the worst president ever. The good thing is that he soon will be as irrelevant as an old tweet.
Banned by Twitter, Donald Trump has not immediately responded. Fire crews are bracing for bushfires in South Australia today as hot and dry weather approaches. Waterbombing aircraft are prepared as total fire bans are declared in most districts. Total fire bans are also in place for large parts of Victoria and Tasmania as temperatures are expected to exceed 30 degrees. And in cricket, Indian player Virat Kohli says he wants strict action taken against spectators who engage in racial abuse at games. New South Wales Police and Cricket Australia have launched separate investigations into claims of alleged racism by spectators towards members of the Indian cricket team during the third test at the Sydney Cricket Ground. Indian spinner Ravi Chandran Ashwin says it's not the first time this has happened.
This is my fourth tour to Australia, and Sydney, especially here, has been. We've had a few experiences even in the past. the way the crowd has been speaking, especially the people on the lower tier of the stands, they have been quite nasty. They have been hurling abuses as well.
I'm Biwa Kwan. This is SBS News in Easy English.